the Outdoor Living Hour. Paul's going to join us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. How may we help you this morning, Paul? Do we have Paul online?
Yes. Hi. Can
yes,
you hear
sir.
Me?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Hi. I have a soft water system that we flush weekly, and we've been using it for irrigating our citrus trees. And a landscaper said you really shouldn't do that because there's too much potassium in the water or something. And I just didn't know whether that was a good idea to continue using it or not.
Well, let me ask the first question. How are you getting the water to the citrus tree? Because a water treatment system will actually address the water pipe. You know, we talked at the beginning, you've got the turnoff to the backflow prevention. The water treatment system's designed past the pressure regulator on the home. And unless you're running a hose from inside your house or they usually leave a spigot so you can wash your car.
Yeah, it comes out the spigot, and we're running a hose from the spigot to irrigate the citrus trees.
Yeah, well, I'd say more than anything, that's kind of expensive, waste of treated water onto a citrus tree. I'd go back to your municipal water source.
No, it's just the flush out. It has to be flushed out. They dispose of the water, clean out the
clean cycle. Oh.
Yeah, clean. Yeah.
I don't think I'd be too worried about that. You're not talking about it. If that's the only water source, the only time you're watering your citrus, I'd be a little worried. But if it's like kind of like backwashing your pool, if it just happens,
okay.
I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
All right. And the other thing is my wife's been using coffee grounds for years to fertilize the citrus trees. And I said, gee, you know, there comes a point where maybe that's enough coffee grounds, but I didn't know, you know,
well,
what you might recommend.
You know, our soils are so alkaline that you know, I can't see where that'd be a problem. That's acidic. And, I mean, obviously it's going to combine with the soil and it's going to neutralize it. So I can't see where that'd be a bad thing. How many coffee grounds would it take to finally kill the alkalinity in the soil? Could you put enough in? That's
probably
a lot of coffee.
Not.
You'd be awake for a long time.
And your citrus would be too.
Yes.
So probably not an issue in either case, Paul. We appreciate the call. Final points. We had a texter want to know what makes a valve go bad. How?
Why does it stick on? I think that was the refinement
of
the
question.
Yeah,
what causes them to not shut off fully?
Well, first of all, things fail. But all of the little electric valves that we use are diaphragm-operated valves, and they all operate on the same principles. But they basically have little rubber parts inside, and those rubber parts fail. If you're not dealing with just debris in the valve, something fouling something, so obviously disassembling it very carefully, taking very, very careful note of how, as you take it apart, it came apart. You know, obviously, here's YouTube again. You know, look at the make and the model. If you can find stickers on it with part numbers, a color, a make, a model, find anything on it. Go to YouTube, take a look at it, watch a video. Somebody's got a video somewhere of that particular make and model being taken apart. Watch it. Go to the manufacturer site, same thing. Look for a video if you can. Take it apart. Very carefully pay attention to how it came apart so you can put it back together again. Take some notes, draw a picture, draw a diagram if necessary. Oftentimes you'll find debris in it. Other than that, the little rubber parts typically wear out. If you can go get some new parts from a distributor like our friends over at Sprinkler World or Ewing or one of the other suppliers, put it back together again. Chances are you'll solve the problem. Other than that, that's what professionals are for. Most of the guys out there have service guys, and they can fix it for you.
And there's a lot of different things that the professionals do. You've got the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. Mm-hmm. You've got your, is it SML certification for sustainable, or is it SLM?
SLM.
SLM,
right.
Sustainable Landscape Management Practices. Right. There's endless certifications.
Right. That just shows that the people have jumped through some hoops and have worked hard to say that they're working to try and do better. You know, they're not just riding on their laurels.
Well, we appreciate you spending Saturday morning down here with us.
Thank you.
It's Think Green, Design, Build, Landscape. Got it. I will get and that designated pools. To memory.
Yes.
Pools.
Yes, we build pools and spas.
So a complete landscape.
And remodel.
Design, build, remodel. Complete backyard package.
Keep adding to this.
I got to add paving into that next.
We won't.
Like asphalt paving.
No.
Pavers, yes. Asphalt
pavers, right.
Asphalt paving, right. No. All right, and it's Think Green.
Yes, our website would be thinkgreenaz.com.
Very good. Well, thanks for spending Saturday morning with us. If you've got a question that you weren't able to get in, we do have a couple callers that are in the screening process online. If they're landscape, hang on. Bill will answer your question on the air. If they're home improvement questions, that's for our open line hour. Come up here next at Rosie on the House at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U for any questions about your home, castle, or cabin.